And this is exactly what God is, His intent was from the beginning.
Amen.
Is to have a Jews that we have taken.
Amen.
And you follow us in the Word, because if it's not in the Word, it's not good. But if it's in the Word, it'll stand. And you and I understand that we are in an hour that there's many voices in the earth. Now, we taught on the one trumpet, or the two silver trumpets, and one of them has blown this morning. But tonight I want you to turn with me to begin with in Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. Now, this is something that you don't ordinarily hear ministered in the church realm, but it is important in this hour. Now, verse 4. Listen, now I want you to
Hallelujah.
Take particular take pains to understand the Word of God. Now, this verse is so important.
Amen. And declare to be the Son of God with power.
Now, let me show you the beginning. And, that's a conjunction that ties everything together. Declared. Now, that word declared means to certify. And if you, and listen, what you say, if it's not certified, it's not going to stand. So, if you are hearing a word and you have never heard it before, you've never read it before, you've never saw it before, be sure to get it certified. And this is exactly what God is, His intent was from the beginning.
Amen.
Is to have a generation. Oh, glory. And the Bible declares in the 22nd Psalm that a seed shall be a generation. Now, the devil has never understood the Word of God. God said in Genesis 3:15, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and the woman's seed. Now, when He said, I'm going to put the enmity, He is simply saying, I'm going to put hostility between your seed and her seed. But the church world is trying to get everybody together, and God said, I'm going to cause, oh hallelujah, envy or hostility. Well, now, I've already got your conscience stirred up a little, and you're putting up some flags, but that's all right. He said, declared to be the Son of God. If you're going to be a son of God. Now, a lady minister some 50 years ago, when I'm ministering on sons of God, called me in the office and said, I don't believe what you're preaching. I said, why? She said, well, I'm a woman and I'm preaching the bride. How can I become a son? Well, I said, how can I become a bride?
Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the Apostle Paul said, there is neither male nor female in Christ.
Amen.
You've got to understand that we are ministering not in a natural sense, but in a spiritual sense.
Yes.
For God is spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it doesn't matter whether you're a male or female, if you are in the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah, God wants to certify you as the Son of God.
Amen, yes.
Now, first of all, declared to be the Son of God with what? Power. Well, the majority of ministers and the majority of people today, all they want is power. And they think the only way to have power is to proclaim healing or to practice the healing ministry. But there's more to God than just healing.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. Let's read the rest of that verse.
According to the Spirit of holiness.
See, there's got to be some holiness. And now everybody wants to do just like they did in the book of Judges, where there was no king. Everybody done what was right in their own eyes. But you are not no island. You can't do what you want to do.
Amen.
You have to learn submission.
Amen.
Well, praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And when you begin to learn submission, God can begin to bring you into a certification of the sons of God.
Amen.
In the spirit of holiness. And how do you get that holiness? By
the resurrection from the dead.
Now, did you hear what he said? You'll never become declared to be the Son of God without being a partaker of this out resurrection.
Yes.
Well, praise
Hallelujah.
God. Now somebody might say, well, how can I have this out resurrection? Well, you don't have to die to get it. Now, I want you to turn with me. I want to show you. Jesus was so specific when he began to teach the people. Now, he was up against the same principle as you and I are up against. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. Well, I go into a lot of places and I see sad you see. And then I see a lot of Pharisees. In the 18th chapter of the book of Luke, my Father, the Sadducees came, a certain Sadducee. Not all of them, but one that represented all of them. You see, they didn't believe in any miracles, supernatural. They didn't believe in angels. They did not believe in the resurrection. And the church world today don't believe in the resurrection. They believe that there's going to be a trumpet sound and all the dead's going to be resurrected at one blast of the trumpet. That's not what the Bible teaches. Now, got your attention. Now, let's read what Jesus said. Now, here is a Sadducee came to Jesus, quoting Moses, quoting the Mosaic law and what Moses had said. Well, let's read it, verse 27.
And he said, these things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
Luke 18:27.
Yeah, that was it.
Is that it? All right.
Have eternal life.
Yeah, 20 and 27, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Get the long track here, you will.
Then came to him a certain Sadducee.
There came to him a certain Sadducee.
Which deny that there is any resurrections.
They deny any resurrection.
And they ask him.
And so they was questioning him about what Moses said.
Saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die, having a wife, and he died without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother.
Now, I'm not going to cover all of this because he said seven brothers had the same woman for a wife.
Yes.
Now, you can read it. I'm not adding anything to it. And so after they get through telling the story, Jesus answered the man in verse 34.
He said unto them, the children of this world.
Now, just a minute. Let me show you what he is really saying. Jesus said, the children of this world. Now, you know, in the Greek, world is age. The children of this age
marry and are given in marriage.
All right. But listen to the next verse now.
I love it. But they which shall be accounted worthy.
But they that shall be accounted worthy.
To obtain that world.
Well, hallelujah. Now, just for a minute, let me show you. They that be accounted worthy to obtain. Would you everybody say that word, obtain?
Obtain.
It's simply saying you haven't arrived there yet. But it's a possibility you can obtain it. But they that are, you've got to be proven worthy. Now, that's all the way through the Bible. Church people today don't think they have to be worthy. They don't think they have to do anything. My God. Hello. I don't have to keep no law. I don't have to do this. I'm free. Yeah, you're free, all right. Oh, hallelujah. But they that are accounted worthy to obtain that world. Thank God there's another age.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll guarantee you, you don't feel like you belong in this age. For I don't. I don't fit into this age. How many of you just feel like you are pilgrims and strangers in this age?
Amen, yes.
Well, a few of you feel at home. They used to sing a song years ago, this world's not my home. This age is not my home. Oh, glory to God, I'm just passing through. Thank God, I'm just passing through. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you are associating with what I'm telling you? How many of you can feel in your spirit you don't belong in this age? You don't fit in. You're a stranger. You're a pilgrim. Oh, glory to God. Well, now, I'm tying up some loose ends. Jesus said, if you are worthy to obtain that world, that's another world.
Amen.
Another age. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't want to rabbit track too much, but you see, here's what's going on. God asked the question to Job in Job 38 and 33. And he said to Job, "Knowest thou the ordinance of heaven?" Do you know, Job, how heavens operated? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know how heavens operated? Do you know the ordinance that regulates heaven? And then he said, "Canst thou establish them on the earth?" Do you know? Oh, glory to God. People are preaching, go to heaven. Go into heaven. God don't want you to go nowhere. He wants you to pull heaven down to this earth. Hallelujah. Every religion talks about going to heaven. I hate religion. I hate religion. Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My brother Kirk, I thought you was a religious preacher. You thought wrong. I believe that we should know how heaven is operating. Well, if you know that, you know who's in charge. God is in charge. And God is spirit. Not a spirit. No. God is spirit. My Father. Then what rule in heaven? Spirit. Can you bring that same spirit down to this earth? Well, hallelujah. The only way you can do that is to have that spirit in you. And not only have that spirit in you, glory, it has to overcome that soulish realm. Oh, God. Somebody said, "Oh, that's impossible." Oh, you think so? Have you ever read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and the last couple of verses? Glorify God. In your body and spirit. And spirit. Where's the soul? Where is it? He left it out. Hallelujah. You have completely allowed your soulish, which is your mentality, intellectual ability, your thinking. And I can't express all of a soul's activity here. My God, you could write, well, books and books and books have written on a soulish realm. But it has to be overcome. Hallelujah. Well, how many of you want that to be overcome? You know the two major hindrances of the world today. Sex and money. It takes money to do anything. But Jesus said, you can't serve God and mammon. You've got to make up your mind. Hallelujah. And when you get your mind made up, you're establishing heaven on this earth. Glory. Money don't mean that much to you. All you need, hallelujah, is to realize money's a means to end. And God wants to bless you so you can bless others. And if you don't want to bless said others, then you don't get it. All right, let's read a little more. I want you to really get a hold of what I'm showing you tonight, because God wants to declare and manifest a generation of sons of God. Well,
be a count.
Any of you want to be that 42nd generation?
Yes.
It never has been, but it's in the making. Oh, glory. I said it's in the making. All right, let's read the rest of that verse now.
Be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead.
When you obtain that age, you're obtaining the resurrection from the dead. Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen to what else is said in the next verse.
Neither marry nor given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore.
Oh, hallelujah. They can't even die anymore. Well, glory to God. Somebody said, you see, the old timers, and I happen to be one of them, preach the life message. Somebody said, well, they died. Bless God, they outlived most of the folks. They lived into the 90s and into the 100s. Nobody's ever made it to a one day yet, 1,000 years. But I'm on my way.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory. You see, God said to Adam, the day that you eat of that fruit, you're going to die. But Adam didn't die that very day or hour that he ate the fruit. But you see, he died spiritually and was cut off. Oh, hallelujah. I wish people could just get an understanding of what the Word of God said. Adam was dead spiritually. That's the reason in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, that he quickened. Ye who were dead in sin and trespass, and had your conversations. Oh, hallelujah. In the world, he has quickened you, made you alive. Alive unto God again. But you must learn to establish, oh, hallelujah, the ordinances of heaven here on this earth. But you'll never die no more. Well, that's... Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you want to get in this lifeboat?
Amen, yes.
Now, I didn't say death boat. I said lifeboat. By God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The other morning, I was sitting beside of the bed about 2 o'clock, between 2 and 5, somewhere around that, and God spoke a word to me. Oh, hallelujah. I haven't been able to preach it yet at home, but God spoke a word to me. He said, walk out of that box. Oh, my God. And he said to me, why sit ye here till you die? Walk out of that box. If you go into the city of Jericho, they're eating one another's children in there. The church world eating and biting and devouring one another. You don't want in that crowd. If you go into the mountains that you might die. If you go over to the Syrians, Well, it's a possibility they might spare you. Well, glory to God. But if you do die, what difference is it? Why sit here till you die? Why don't you get up? Glory to God. Why don't you get up? Hallelujah. And walk. And walk out of the box. Walk out of the box. Walk out. My God. Walk out of the box. You're fixing to step into a miraculous miracle of God. Those leopard men. I don't want to break, you know, what leprosy represents. But these leopard men walking on a sandy desert. Walking on a sandy desert toward the Syrian camp. And the Syrians heard three armies. Not just an army, but three armies. And it wasn't but just don't you know that God can magnify everything you have and everything you ever will be? When you get up and start walking out of the box.
Yeah, hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. You sit down and you're sitting in death and don't even realize. And you're trying to get into the fenced city of Jericho and they're eating one another over there, boiling one another's children. Why, glory to God. Walk. God give me that. I tell you, I was almost translated. Get up and walk out of that box. I want you tonight to get that in your spirit. Get up, rise up, and walk out of that box of defeat and death and poverty and every other absolute. My God. How many of you want to get up and walk out of that box? You don't realize what the blood of Jesus Christ has done. When Israel left Egypt, they walked out of darkness, walked out of poverty, walked out of sickness. There wasn't a feeble one among them. And brother, when they walked out, their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. They had more money than they'd ever. They collected 400 years' wages. And went into a wilderness. And the first offering Moses took up, he had to stop them from giving. I don't blame them. Bless God, I wouldn't want to carry that much gold and silver through a wilderness. There wasn't no Kmart or Walmart. My God. Oh, hallelujah. You'll just have to pardon me. But I've got a hold of something there. I want you to get a hold of it. I want you to get a revelation of what God's really after. Well, hallelujah. Well, now I'm just laying the foundation. I'm going to show you in a minute what Paul really preached. Hallelujah. And he didn't get it from other apostles. He did not go into Jerusalem and sit at Peter's feet. He did visit him later and spent 2 weeks with him. Buddy, wouldn't you love to have a cassette tape of what they talked about? He spent 2 weeks, 14 days with Peter. Hallelujah. You know, I can hear God talk sometimes. God don't talk like you do. God puts up with a lot of stuff. He puts up with a lot of your junk. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. One time he said, how long will I have to put up with these folks? I believe he's saying that tonight to the church. How long will I have to put up with that junk? They sound like a bunch of babies. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Now let's read just a little more in Luke, and then we'll travel on.
For they are equal unto the angels.
My God, back up and read that again.
Neither can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels.
They are equal. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want you to know Jesus stripped himself of deity. Do you believe that? Come on. Or do you believe that every miracle he performed, he did it through deity because he was the Son of God? The majority of church believe that. But Jesus was a 100% man of faith.
Man.
Well, glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
And not one miracle did he do because of deity. Well,
Hallelujah.
Glory. Therefore, you need to understand, you know, I just don't belong in this age. I'm a faith individual. Well, you are every time, as long as everything's going good. But when it looks like you don't know what to do, some way or another, your faith leaks out. Your bucket's got a hole in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If the doctor comes in and says, pull the shades down and said, well, it's all over. Faith raised the shades and no, it's just the one. I tell you, I love to read over in Kings where Hezekiah, Isaiah come and told him, said, set your house in order, you're going to die and not live. He reminded me of my daddy. I was just a boy. My daddy had TB, tuberculosis. Papers was already signed him to go to San Antonio. And my daddy hated women preachers, and my mama was a pastor. And God said to two women, I want you to go down there and pray for Brother McCurry. I'm going to heal him. They came down. I never will forget. It was on a Sunday afternoon. Come down to the house. Mama said in them, well, can't call it living room back in them days, because we had a bed in the, that's the only bed we had, a bedspread. Now you may not know what a bedspread is. Oh, hallelujah. But we had that room, you know, dressed up. And my mother was sitting in there, and they come in. And there were Sister Allen and Sister Wilson coming. Told Mama, said, well, the Lord sent us down here to pray for Mr. McGurk. Well, he's in that room over there, laying on a cot. And I was in there with my daddy, and I was wanting to know what he was going to say to these women who come in there. Lord, you don't understand. He was a deacon in the Baptist church. But he could out-curse any settler you ever saw. And I don't mean that, you know, against the Baptist church, but I'm telling you the fact. They could be there and said, Mr. McCurry, the Lord sent me to us down here to pray for you and said, God will heal you. He said, well, if God sent you, I ain't going to send you away. And I thought, my God, something's going on. I'm just a boy. And my dad turned his face to the wall. Like Hezekiah. I can't read that without tears coming in my eyes because I remember my old daddy turning his face to the wall. And I remember what he prayed. He said, Lord, if you'll spare my life, I can see my children raised. I'll serve you. Hallelujah. God healed him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He asked my mama to forgive him. Now, I knew he was saved whenever he done that.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, people in this hour, they can fuss and fight and fume and go to bed and sleep with somebody they've been fussing at all day. Good God, I don't see. I just don't belong in this age. Well, now they've got king-size beds. I ain't got nothing but king-size bed in my home. But let me tell you something, neighbor. Woo, hallelujah. Just like Hezekiah, when he turned his face to the wall, Isaiah hadn't got out of the courtroom, and God told him before he could get out, turn around, go back, and tell him, I've heard his prayer. I've saw his tears. And I'm going to extend his life 15 years. And the sign is, I'm going to run the shadows back 10 degrees. My God.
Hallelujah.
Brother, if Joshua can stop the sun, Hezekiah can make it roll back. What in the name of God are you doing sitting here in the valley of shadow of death? Hallelujah. And what do you mean sitting here in defeat? With a God, with a Father that can stop the sun. Roll it back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what do you mean accepting anything that's contrary to your holy living?
Hallelujah.
Don't you ever talk a negative word again. I don't care what kind of a state you're in.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how broke you seem to be. Thank God, Jesus became poor that I may become rich.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want you to know, hallelujah, you don't need a thing more than you have. within you is a war house. And God gave you the keys just like He did Peter. And you can open any door you want to open, but you've got to find the right key.
Yes, that's right.
My God, hallelujah.
That's right.
My God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the 18th Psalm, this is my song.
Yes.
How many of you want to sing that song?
Yes.
This is my song.
Yes.
He has delivered me.
Yes.
I have got up from sitting in death. Why sit you here till you die? Why do you want to die? It's a great day to be alive, never a good day to die. My God. Well, I can't help it. I get excited.
Hallelujah.
I said, I can't help it. I get excited. I hear preachers said, well, I'm just burned out. Well, bless God, put some more wood on the fire.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't burn out. Burn out. This fire shall never go out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm more enthused today than I was 60 years ago. Now you think about it. I was excited when I first got saved, but I'm more excited today, glory, than I was then.
Hallelujah.
And I've got a greater determination.
Yes.
To preach this word, to break it down where you can understand it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I stand here tonight with hands been laid on me by some of the greatest apostles. My garment is really oily, and I want to impart it to you.
Hallelujah.
I want you to have, I just want to empty my whole self. And everything God's ever put in me, everything God's ever entrusted in me, I want to give it to you. But you have to accept it. I've told people all my life, they said, are you an apostle? Well, if you accept me as one. If you don't, I'm not. But if you'll accept me, you can have the same. The apostle Paul said, I am the brethren that are with me. And he had apostles with him. He had prophets with him. Evangelists with him. Glory to God. Somebody said, I don't know about that. Well, he called Clemens' name. John had apostles with him. He called Polycarp. My Father, wake up, saints. No man has the whole word. No man has the whole program. We all are part of this great program of God. But He wants you to come in and be a partaker of this out resurrection so you can be declared. Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But you have to be prove yourself worthy to be a partaker of that age that is. Oh, glory to God. We have tasted of the power of the world to come. Hallelujah! And if you know anything at all about what God's doing, a taste is not good enough. I've just tasted something that I'm so thirsty for. Glory to God that I'm like David. I can run through a troop and jump over a hedge. I'm after this thing. Glory to God. I'm going to be a partaker of it. I mean to arrive at it. I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to acquaint it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory. You just have to pardon me because I'm excited. I feel the anointing tonight This whole room is so filled with the glory of God. It's just floating around. It's you. Why don't you just reach up and grab, glory to God, a handful of the promises of God and pull them down. Whoop, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoo, hallelujah. Well, let's go over to another book. I like this. Pardon? Well, if we go any further, we'll change the thought. Because, you know, he goes on down there and he says he was the God of the living. And then he says, Abraham was dead. In the eyes of all those Sadducees, the Pharisees, oh, Lord. Well, how many of you understand where this church of Philippians was organized? God had to stop Paul and his party. He was planning on going over into Asia, and the Holy Ghost forbid him to do it. And so he decided he'd go into Basia. The Holy Ghost told him, no, you don't go there either. Then as he was laying down one night, a man from Macedonia appeared to him, said, come over and help us. And the next morning, immediately, they went down into Macedonia, but just getting into the country is not good enough. The next day, they went into Philippi, the capital of Macedonia. You find all this in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And when he got, you see, glory to God, people just don't understand the dealings of the Lord. Now, how many of you understand that God was leading this man into Philippi? To understand the situation in Macedonia. I want you, oh glory to God. They was the poorest of poor people. Every time the Roman soldiers would leave Rome, they'd go through Macedonia and they'd strip every house, every farm, they'd take everything. They didn't have anything left. And yet Paul went over there to take up offering for the poor folks. Do you understand, my God? God sent him to the poorest people that there was and wanted him to take up an offering for those poor folks in Jerusalem. Well, I don't understand that. Well, I don't either, but God works in mysterious ways. Would you allow me to just tell you one incident? I was pastoring in Tocoa way back down to, I guess, 50 years ago or more. I was pastoring there, and there was a widow lady living there. And I was buying groceries for her. Nobody didn't know it, but every week, I'd buy groceries for that woman. And then I went up to the contractor and signed the contract to build me a house. And I told him, I said, well, I'll give you the money for way up in the thousands. I think it was somewhere around 5,000 or 6,000 back in them days to That's a lot of money 55 years ago. To some people, there's a lot of money now. They know money. But I didn't realize they could frame up a house so quick. And I'd signed the contract that I would give this man this money when he framed up the house. Called me one Friday and said, I'm ready for my money. But I wasn't ready. I didn't have it. I had most of it, but I still like $2,000 or $3,000. I went to church, and this widow woman said, Pastor, I want you to come by my house tonight after preaching. So I went by her house after preaching. She said, the Lord told me to give you this check. And that check was for $2,500. And I'd been buying groceries for that woman. Well, thank God I did, because she was putting her grocery money back. You don't understand, neighbor. Glory to God. You do good to somebody, and they are going to put something back for you when you need it. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, let me get back to the foundation. When he got down to Philippi, went down on the river, and all in the world was there was the washwoman. My God, Holy Ghost had forbid him to go to Asia. He could have had hundreds and hundreds of people. And now here he's down there in the river preaching to just a few women, washing their clothes. But one woman, Lydia, seller of purple, believed and was baptized. And then there was a woman that had a spirit of divination, which is a python spirit. Pythons don't bite. They just squeeze you to death. You'd be surprised how many of you have that old python spirit that's squeezing the life out of you, and you think you're saving your money, but it's just squeezing the life out of you. And some of you get upset if your bank account ain't a certain high. Good God. If you don't have nothing, you're wealthy.
Amen.
If that python is not squeezing you, but you see, Paul got tired of that woman following him and hollering, these are men of God, hear them. They have the word of truth. There ain't many preachers would have enough of discernment to cast that spirit out. The Apostle Paul said, come out of her. And when her master saw they wasn't getting no gain from her, their finances was cut off. If you want to get trouble, go to talking about money and cutting off finances of folk, and you're in trouble. They got Paul and Silas and put them in jail, beat their backs. History says they put salt, rubbed salt in their wound, put them on the inner prison. Paul turned to Silas that about, I like this. This thrills me. But I was at about midnight. God Almighty, don't you know, just before the change, p.m. to a.m., good God, you ain't hearing what I'm saying, huh? You may be hurt. You may have your feet in stocks. You can't go like you want to go. But it's about to change. But you hold the key to the chains. And Paul turned to Silas and said, listen, my God, can you sing in the just before midnight? Can you sing when your feet's in the stock? When your back's bleeding and hurting, can you sing? Can you praise Him? And all the jailers heard him. And they praised and they sang. Oh, to an earthquake come. God Almighty, you pardon me, I've got to shout at this. Come on, I've got to shout. How many of you want to sing and praise God till an earthquake come and get your feet loose and get them shackles off of you and glory, 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 glory. And when he shook the jail and opened every prison, the shackles fell off, stocks broke off of their feet. The jailer come running in with his sword drawn, fixing to kill himself. Paul said, do yourself no harm. We're all here. Now that's how that church got started. Now let me show you something. You'll never, never read in any other church. Rome church didn't have this in it. The Corinthian church, oh, the Corinthian church was full of gifts. And they were getting drunk at the Lord's Supper. Well, that's what the substitute is. Greek juice. And they say, well, the wine that Jesus made was just first grade. You don't know the difference from juice and wine? I think something wrong with you. Oh, hallelujah. I don't believe in substitution. Gets white, you know. Somebody, well, don't look on wine when it's red. But that's whenever you're in this other age, it don't matter. You're through with all this substitution. Hallelujah. How many of you understand? Hey, you bishops, how many of you understand? I'm preaching the truth to you. Well, I just don't, babe. I'm a total abstainer. Well, that's good, too. That's good, too. See, I was an alcoholic when God delivered me. And I could take a drink now, and it ain't going to put me in no binge. I've been delivered. Hallelujah. I've been in a lot of occasions and dedications and stuff where they would drink champagne and serve. And folks said, you going there? I said, of course I am. They invited me. Well, are you going to drink champagne? Of course I'll have a drink of champagne. But I'm not going to be thrown into no binge. Could I make a wild statement? It wouldn't hurt any of you to get drunk once in a while. You'd forget your troubles. till you woke up. Then you would have a hangover in the flesh. But your spirit ain't nothing, and affect your spirit whatsoever. Oh, hallelujah. All right, let's go back to the Philippians. But before I do, it wasn't in Rome, it wasn't in the Corinthian church, it was not in the Galatians or Ephesians or the Colossians. It wasn't in any of those. But when it comes to the Philippian church, hey, great God, he said, my God shall supply your every need. But you can't get that verse 19 until you go back up to about verse 15, hallelujah, and then you're laying up treasures in the heavenlies that if you need them, you can write a check on them. How many of you ever wrote a check on what you've got up in the heavens? All right. I'm sorry, the cameraman. Huh? But I just have to get up and move once in a while. Hakan Sika Baho. I want to tell you something. I'm going to dance again. I said, Koho Sakai. I'm going to dance again. All right. Let's go down to verse 11 in chapter 3 of the book of Philippians. Now, just a minute. If by any means, my God, if by any means, I don't care what it's going to take.
Yes.
I've determined.
Hallelujah.
I'm determined. I mean business.
Yes.
It don't matter what it costs, what it takes. I would like this if read, read this in the Amplified.
That if possible.
If by any means, King James says, and the Amplified said, if possible, and it is possible,
I may obtain.
Now, what did Jesus say to the Sadducees? If any man is worthy to obtain.
Yes.
My God, I'm showing you something here. I hope you see what I'm talking about. May obtain.
To the spiritual and moral resurrection.
Now, that's twofold. A spiritual and
moral.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That leaves a lot of so-called Christians out. Their morals is as filthy and as, well, somebody say amen. But you've got to have that spiritual and moral resurrection. And what does it do?
That lifts me out.
That lifts me out from among the dead.
Even while in the body.
Even while in the body. Hallelujah. You've got to have that out resurrection. And that is not a thing in the world. Only bringing your soul under subjection and allowing the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in your life, which you are not doing it as yet. But He's working on you. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you can say, thank God He's working on me. Thank God He's working on me. I've not obtained it yet, but thank God I'm on my way. I'm on my way. If you believe you have already arrived, I'm sorry. the fruit's not falling. The fruit's not falling. Well, I know I am already a son of God. Well, the whole thing about it is you're the only one who knows it. Nobody else knows. Jesus was declared.
Yes.
Jesus was certified. Well, listen to what Paul said in the 12th verse. King James.
Not as though I had already obtained.
Paul said, I haven't got there yet.
Either we're already perfect.
I ain't even perfect.
But I
hope
follow
you
after.
Don't think you are. I hope you don't think you are. If you are, please come lay your hands on me. Well, glory, hallelujah. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Thank God we're on our way. We're on our way. We're on the right highway. Oh, hallelujah! Well, praise God. I feel like this is a Sunday night. Oh, glory. Okay, Bob, read this some more.
But I follow after.
See, I haven't attained it yet, but I'm following after it.
If that I may apprehend that.
I may apprehend that.
For which also I am apprehended in Christ Jesus.
Wait just a minute. You have been apprehended for this very thing. He has chosen you from before the foundation of the world. But being chosen is not sufficient. You can die and go to hell after you being chosen, because you will not be counted worthy to obtain what you've been chosen for. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I know a lot of folks don't believe that. But how many of you understand what I'm saying? You've got to, oh hallelujah, obtain what you have been chosen for. Praise God, hallelujah. Now I could really take a trail here. I'll just give you one example in Scripture. It's Mary. The little Virgin Mary was espoused to Joseph. What do you think she was? She was holy. But still, she had to make a choice. When the angel come and said to her, "My God, highly favored of the Lord." And then he said that holy thing. Oh, glory to God. You've got to hear what I'm saying now. Now, how many of you understand that Joseph had to make a decision? Here is a virgin. He is exposed. He is engaged. He has chosen her. And then the Scripture said he wasn't willing to make a public nuisance of her, but he was going to put her away privately. That's what he was thinking. And the angel appeared to him and said, "Don't do that. That is within her is of the Holy Ghost." You, I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. I trust you're hearing what I'm saying. It's not enough just to be chosen. You've got to make the right decision. And Mary made the right decision. She said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." Now, can you say that? Then you are on the way to be a product of a virgin woman or a virgin church to become declared to be the Son of God or the sons of God to establish the order of heaven on the earth. Praise God. How many of you see that's the whole intent of God from Genesis to Revelation? That's the whole intent of God. Not just to save you from hell, not just to take you to heaven. Oh, glory to God. But to live as an example and to be an example to everybody you come in contact with, that you are living under a different rule. Our conversation is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are not of this age. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then when we come into this out resurrection, we have to learn to live. Well, hallelujah. In a higher plane, in a higher dimension than on this lower plane. See, that's what God told me, what He appeared to me the other night, well, last month, sometime, I don't remember now which, but He said, walk out of this box. Whoa, glory to God. How many of you want to walk out of this box? Come on, neighbor. You want to walk out of this box? You're tired of it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're going to walk out of this box.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, let's read a little more in this third chapter.
Hallelujah. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do.
Amen. There's one thing that I do. I want the world to know.
Forgetting those things which
I'm
are
forgetting
behind,
those things which are behind,
and reaching forward.
I'm reaching forward
unto those things which are before.
Now, do you hear what He's saying? How many of you are reaching beyond where you are? Are you reaching beyond where you are right now? Woo, hallelujah. I'm reaching forward. All right, for what?
For those things which are before. I press towards the mark.
I'm pressing toward the mark.
For the prize of the high calling.
For the prize. The Paul tells you there, if you're in a race, you got to run according to the rules.
Amen.
Paul tells you that. Hallelujah. You can't do anything you want to do and be in the race.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. And then, oh God. You've got people so spiritual. Really? They want to come up to the set individual of the church, which is the pastor or the leader or the bishop or whatever term you want to recognize them as. I got a word from God for you. You're out of order. Oh, hallelujah. I called the presbyter one time to the church. One of the elders' wife come marching down there and said, I got a word. I said, you go back to your seat and sit down. Well, after the service, they said, we want to see you in the office. You know, see you again. And I said, I'll be glad. So I went in the office with them. And the elder said, you embarrassed my wife. I said, If she hadn't have been the wife of an elder, she would have really been embarrassed. I would have really have told her off. And then I expounded the Word of God to them and showed them why I did that. Because I had called a presbytery, I didn't call Dick, Tom, and Harry to come up and prophesy. They accepted it and went on with the Lord. The Bible says you've got to learn how to behave in the house of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
And some people only don't know, only just what they want to show off, how spiritual they are. I don't allow any kind of a spirit to come into the assembly. I tell you, I don't. I don't believe that, my God, if a pastor, a set individual, lets everything just go and be open, you've got a hell of a mess. Pardon my language. But I want to tell you something. God Himself said in the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus, he got fed up. can I just be plain with you? God was just fed up with him. He said, I don't give a damn what you do. The whole earth is going to be filled with my glory. Now, if that offended you, I'm sorry, but that's the way I read it. I got to get up again. How many of you understand where I'm coming from? Bless your heart. You're so holy and righteous, you're afraid to do anything. But you read that Bible like God says, my Father. There's some things in there you wouldn't dare read in the Hebrew language. You wouldn't dare read. You wouldn't even dare to read the way Nehemiah. Good God, he pulled their hair out, punched them out, throwed them out of the chamber of God. The priest was compromising and allowing Sambalik to move into the treasure house. I just don't allow some things. Well, Brother McCurry don't never deal with nothing. Oh, I put up with a lot. But whenever you go to crossing this word, whenever you go to getting out of order with the spiritual things, I done drawn the line. Hallelujah. I feel like apologizing to you, but I believe this has got to be serious business. Can I hear an amen on what I've said? Hallelujah. I know I sound like Joe Marsh tonight. Praise God. But I'm still from the old school and I ain't even trying to help it. All right, read some more, Bob.
I press towards the mark. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
The high calling of God is in Christ Jesus. Now, in case you don't understand Christ Jesus, he simply says the anointed Word. The Word was made flesh. But that Bible is no more than a fleshly book without that anointing. And you can preach all you want to preach, and you can talk about the Word all you want to, but you're still using a fleshly word unless that Christ gets in it. And Christ is the anointing. Well, let's.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
God's going to show you up. That's exactly what he said. And let me tell you something. There is a lot of preachers that need to be showed up, because all they're doing is just giving you their opinion of what the Word says. And they're taking it out of context. Oh, glory. And a scripture out of context is a pretext and is wrong. Oh, glory. Well, I don't want to give you more than your sheep can take. Let's read just a little more.
Nevertheless, whereunto we...
Oh, wait just a minute. I had to say in all of that, he said, nevertheless, I got something else to say.
Whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind
the
same...
Do you hear what he said? If you think you've already obtained, I want you to get with the rule. And if you can't get with the rules, get out. And have a Gideon revival. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'll take the 300 and beat the devil out of every one of them.
Hallelujah.
Well, we ain't got the 300. Well, that's the goal to shoot for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, saints, you've got to get up and get walking out of that box that you're in. Hallelujah. Yeah. And don't be satisfied to stay where you are.
Yeah.
When you get up and start walking, brother, they hear... three armies coming. Well, let's see if we can get another verse here.
Brethren, be followers together of me.
Oh. Now, brother, don't you know there ain't nobody supposed to follow man? No, but Paul said, follow me as long as I'm following Christ. As long as I'm in the anointing, you follow me. If I'm not in the anointing, don't follow me. Well, read another verse.
Be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example.
There you go. Don't worry about... mark them that don't walk like we walk, for you have us as an example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What example are you following?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Now, I can't, well, I've got another service to do. I'll take up the other side of this. I want to show you, though, hallelujah, how that this thing is coming about. Now, tomorrow morning I'll go into the 12th chapter of Revelation and show you the other part of this thing. Well, amen. And because God is doing something in the earth today that the church in general is not hearing. They're not preaching it. They're not teaching it. And therefore, they are missing out on a whole lot of good, gracious truths of God, and they are just hung up on fasting, of prayer, healing, deliverance, and it's all in the kingdom. And God's intent was to establish the kingdom right here on this earth. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Would you just stand to your feet as the pastor comes and we'll do whatever he says to do.
Hallelujah.